From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country. He said North Korea would take countermeasures if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said, "We've not declared war on North Korea." She said the suggestion is absurd. Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. If passed, the bill would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 5 years while either consistently working, studying, or serving in the military. They could then reapply for a second 5-year conditional term. Only after a decade under the program would recipients be able to have the conditions lifted and obtain full permanent residency, a precursor to a citizenship application. Polling data released in the last week shows Americans overwhelmingly support actions to legalize the immigration status of those who came to the U.S. as children. This is VOA News.